Officials say the two suicide bombers blew themselves up in the midst of a throng of Shiite worshippers outside the Imam Musa al-Kazim shrine. Eyewitnesses say panic swept through the crowd of worshippers after the first explosion, causing a stampede. Many Iraqis fear the bombings, clearly aimed at the Shiite community, could reignite sectarian violence in the country after months of relative quiet. U.S. troops are scheduled to withdraw from Iraq's major cities by the end of June. Two suicide bombings Thursday, one in Baghdad and one in Diyala province, left at least 78 people dead. Both of those attacks were also aimed at Shiite targets, one of which killed dozens of Iranian pilgrims at a restaurant. Uday Abu Tabiha, a spokesman for Iraq's Red Crescent Society, says the upsurge in violence has a variety of causes and it may get worse. He says that the increase in violence has many different reasons, including the results of the provincial elections and the fact that citizens are not happy with the government. There could also be a further upsurge in violence, he adds. Other reasons for the violence, he notes, are a traditional spike in fighting during the month of April, when insurgents like to fight, in addition to the stalemate in reconciliation talks. Al-Iraqiya TV reported that Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has appointed a committee to examine the recent spike in violence. An announcement Thursday that Iraqi security forces had allegedly captured the head of al-Qaeda in Iraq, Abu Omar al-Baghdadi, caused some analysts to suggest the wave of suicide bombings could be related to his capture. The latest spike in violence followed what had been a steady decline in killings over the past year. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.